Elizabeth Gilbert is the author of Eat, Pray, Love, which chronicles a year she spent in Italy, India, and Indonesia. She was trying to get over a bad divorce by engaging in pleasurable activities and intense meditation. While she was in Bali, she attended a religious ritual involving a medicine man, a baby, and an all-day feast.
Upon the island of Bali, there live some of the most contented human beings I've ever encountered, and I believe this is a result of all the religious rituals they perform. Balinese life is a complex matrix of ceremonies, customs, and devotional practices. I'd befriended an elderly medicine man there named Catutlier, and he invited me one day to watch one of the most important of these rituals, the blessing of a baby who, at the age of 6 months, would finally be allowed to touch the earth. The Balinese don't let their children near the ground for the first 6 months of life because newborns are considered gods sent straight from heaven to be carried and revered until a big ceremony can be held and Junior can officially be welcomed to the human race. When I arrived at Catut's neighbor's house that day, the family altar was already heaped with offerings, woven palm baskets filled with rice, flowers, coconut, currency, and roasted pigs. The ceremony took hours, with my friend the medicine man officiating. He rang his bell and sang his Sanskrit mantras endlessly, while the baby's teenage parents cradled their little god with pride. The family took turns passing the baby around, cooing to her. They even let me hold her for a while, even in my jeans and t-shirt, and I whispered my own blessings. "Good luck," I told her. "Be brave." It was boiling hot, even in the shade. The guests fanned themselves, got weary, sat down, stood up, fussed with the roasted pigs, chased away dogs. It was all strangely casual amid the ancient formality. Backyard picnic meets high church. But Catut and the baby were locked in their own experience together, both fully present for this transformation ceremony. And who ever heard of a six-month-old baby not fussing for 4 hours straight in the hot sun, but just watching someone with complete attention? Finally, the medicine man made a drawing on the bottom of a pottery bowl of the four directions of the universe, filled the bowl with holy water, and set it on the ground. This hand-drawn compass marked the simple spot on earth where the baby's feet would first touch. Then the whole family gathered by the baby, everyone seeming to hold her at the same time, and they dipped her feet in holy water and touched her soles to the earth for the first time. When they lifted her again, tiny damp footprints remained on the ground, signaling that the little girl was officially one of us now, a human being with all the risks and thrills that perplexing incarnation entails. The baby looked up, looked around, smiled. She wasn't a god anymore. She didn't seem to mind. She wasn't fearful at all. She seemed thoroughly satisfied with every decision she had ever made.
Elizabeth Gilbert is the author of Eat, Pray, Love. She lives in Philadelphia.